This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Inside News Talk Radio with Insight. You like that, Michael? Inside News Talk Radio with Insight. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to review the stories, the people, the discussions. And so the best way for us to get started is for you, my kind sir. You're not really mine, but I can refer to you as kind sir.
It's a nice way of expressing friendship.
Yes, it is.
My dear man.
Yes, my dear man. The top story is civil play.
All right, here we go. These are the tales of excitement and woe.
Tales of woe, right.
Tales of woe. At number 10, we have psychology and relationships, obviously, as they are related to the tough times people are facing. At number 9, Facebook issues and social media. At number 8, U.S.-China relations tied with Hong Kong, the World Health Organization controversy, and all that stuff. At number 7, Black Lives Matter, police reform, sports images, and the Deshaun Jackson tweet. At number 6, the Supreme Court of the United States rulings. At number 5, we have the presidential race and politics. At number 4, the economy and the opening of America. At number 3, school opening order and the CDC guidelines. At number 2, health care, the mask debate, and meds. And at number 1, the COVID-19 stats and projections. And that's the top 10 in terms of stories in the conversation on radio. And the people's chart is Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Xi Jinping at 9, number 8, Deshaun Jackson, Nancy Pelosi at 7, number 6, a tie between Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Gavin Newsom. Tammy Duckworth holds the number 5 position, Joe Biden at 4, Mike Pence at 3, number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci, number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of conversation on talk shows like this, on stations like this, all across America this past week.
We refer to it as news talk radio because obviously we're talking about what's in the news. In your research, in your observations, where do people who listen to programs on our stations get their news? Where do you think there's one place, number of places? How do people get their news these days?
I think most people get their news from television. And many, many people get their news from their smartphones. People who are news junkies. It depends on the level of interest in news. The kind of people that listen to news talk radio are news junkies, by and large. And they and they follow the news. They watch the cable TV. They watch Fox. They watch CNN. They watch MSNBC and several of the others. The major networks do not appeal to the real news junkies in America as much as they used to. It's mostly the cable TV. And newspapers still have a readership. Much of it, however, is online, and that's where we come back into the smartphone arena.
All right. So when it comes to the traditional news talk stations, and many of them carrying this program, there is the old standby top of the hour news, right? We go to the news. Used to be, remember back in the old days, it was 20-20 news. You got news headlines, top of the hour, 20 past the hour, 20 before the hour, and it was 60 seconds, and that was it. Give us 60 seconds, and we'll give you the world, or whatever the slogan was.
Actually, it was give us 20 minutes, and we'll give you the world. That was the saying on the all news stations. But these news reports at the top of the hour used to have all kinds of sounders and music.
From around the world and around the country, here's the latest news from the News Department.
And was it from around the world? Was it considered were we trusting them to give us the facts? the Jack Webb version of what was going on in the world. Give me the facts, please.
Well, yeah, just the facts, man. I think that there was more trust in the news back in those days than there is today. I don't know whether or not that trust was well-founded. I think there's a lot more to this story than just who can you trust. There's so much more news today than there was then, so there's more reason to have to be careful as to what you consume. I also think that there's more targeting of audiences in terms of affirming what people already believe and that is playing to their biases. That has proven to be a very effective technique in gathering ratings and revenue. So, I think it's a little shakier today than it was back then, but we do have more choices today than we had back then.
So, the announcement, this is moderately inside radio, but it is something that will affect a lot of people. And the reason I ask about the top of the hour news, because many radio stations depend on a network like ABC, NBC, CBS. Remember when we were growing up as kids, it was the CBS news on the top of the hour that seemed to have the most impact. And then they all the broadcast networks got into it. And one of the companies that does a lot of news on what they call the top of the hour focus is going away. One of the companies that is in financial trouble has been, not wanting to make this too inside, but I think it's interesting for your, for the purpose of our discussion, for you to give us background, observational background into how some of these news at the top of the hour, the network news, how they impact what people hear on the local stations, or is it all becoming one big network and everybody's listening to syndicated shows?
I'm not quite sure what your question is, but
Because Westwood One, which is one of the resources that people use, a network that came out of some of the talk radio shows that we know, they decided they would do news as well. They have a lot of affiliates, and they're going to stop doing the news. Yeah. So we're,
Let's tackle this from the beginning. So a major news service called Westwood One News, which is a service of a bigger company called Westwood One, has announced that in the coming weeks they're going to end that service. They're going to shut it down. Westwood One is not going out of business. It's a major broadcaster. It's an arm of Cumulus Media, and they're syndicators. They provide syndicated product to all formats. So it was a shock last night when the word came out that they're going to shut down their news department, but they are remaining in business with their syndication of many of today's biggest hosts. So, immediately when I heard about it, I said, oh my gosh, are they shutting down their syndication?
Right.
And fortunately, that's not the case. Unfortunately, their news service is going bye-bye. Why? Because it's no secret that the media and journalism, newspapers, and many other media organizations are facing financial distress because of, one, problems that already existed before the pandemic in the broadcasting industry as a result of the times, and two, piled on top of their problems, economic hardship that has been, incurred due to the pandemic, which is taking its toll on the broadcasting industry in general. That's the story.
It's really pretty interesting how this has all changed so much. While, during our careers as broadcasters, I remember the first newscast that was ever on a radio station I worked on was from Mutual News, and Mutual News is long since gone. They were the ones that first started syndicating Larry King. However, that era is really
the Mutual Broadcasting Network, which actually evolved through various ownership changes into today's Westwood One, which we're talking about, and along the way, NBC News Radio. Look, none of the original alphabet soup companies, the ABC, NBC, CBS companies, are the same companies that, nor are they the same situation that we grew up with. These are some of them still have those call letters, those names, American Broadcasting Company, the Columbia Broadcasting System, and the National Broadcasting Company, NBC, CBS, ABC, which were the big three.
Right.
And remember, there was the fourth one was Fox. You know, now they're just all basically an even playing field. There's nothing, and I'm not diminishing their importance in any way, but there's nothing particularly special about ABC, no. NBC, or CBS.
Not anymore.
Right, exactly. Mm. They just, but still, even though they're not special, they still have a certain cachet because those names still have, you know, a certain amount of prestige. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. I think there's certain, especially to CBS, frankly, even though the likes of, you could hear Walter Cronkite on the radio. That was special. You could hear a lot of the TV stars from CBS News on the CBS network, the radio network, and that was a big calling card. Not so much anymore because, frankly, the names on TV aren't as significant as they used to be either. Do you agree with that?
In terms of the major anchors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. But when you had Walter Cronkite and you had Huntley Brinkley, yeah, and you had, you know, names of that caliber, these people were on for years, and, you know, Eric Severide.
Oh, my God, yes.
And these
Edward R. Murrow.
Well, that goes even back to an earlier time. Yeah. But there weren't that many channels. So these were the and there wasn't 24-hour news. When Walter Cronkite came on CBS at 6 p.m., that was appointment viewing
world
in the country.
Yep.
Yeah, people would then go, okay, here's what happened today, you know, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And
That's the way it was.
Right.
It was. That's the way it is. Yeah.
And that's the story.
Yeah.
Now there's a nonstop story. It changes it changes constantly.
Yeah,
not even
sure
every, not any, not, not every 5 minutes, every, it just constantly is one flowing river of change.
Breaking news!
Yeah, breaking news is every story is breaking news.
Nonsensical phrase. Yeah, exactly. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Talkers.com is where the stories are posted. The people list is there as well. These are the charts for the week of July 6th through the 10th. On Talkers.com, you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. A lot of people, speaking of talk, are talking about how to keep their bedrooms, their beds, the accoutrements in their bedrooms at tip-top in terms of health and well-being. If your bed and the bed, all the things that surround your bed are allowing you, encouraging you to get a good night's rest, that's fabulous. If they aren't, why not? Why don't you have the right sheets? Why don't you have the right pillows? Why don't you have the right mattresses? All the things that are necessary for you to have a good, safe, healthy night's rest. I would suggest you go to MyPillow.com and look at the Radio Listener Specials page, where you'll find some exclusive deals for DJV listeners. If you use the DJV code, you'll be able to, for example, buy a Giza pillow, which normally costs $59.97. That's the special deal. But now, with the BOGO sale, you get two for $59.97 with the promo code DJV. So get the towels, get the duvet covers, get all the things that you'll see, everything on sale at MyPillow.com, and financing is available. You'll love it because it's all made in America. Remember, those pillows, you can wash them and dry them. That keeps your bedroom and your bed even especially clean. So nothing better in the universe than MyPillows at MyPillow.com. For the best deal, make sure you use the code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fit.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stefan here with my pal, my friend, my colleague, my cohort. Michael Harrison has been the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine for 27, 28 years.
30 years. This
30 month. Years. Uh-huh.
Yeah. July 24th, 1990, so we're coming up on the 30th anniversary. The first issue, the first newsprint issue of Talkers was published on July 24th, 1990.
Wow. What were you thinking then? What were you thinking this would become?
I thought it would be a very significant trade publication. Because I had a vision, and my vision was accurate. And I had a lot of experience both in radio and in trade publishing. I had done it for years in other formats, rock radio, etc. I was confident it would succeed. I thought that at best maybe it would have a 5-year or 10-year run, and I would have been thrilled. The fact that it's 30 years and, you know, as strong as any trade could be in today's radio industry, I'm very gratified.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's so much we're talking about, you know, the way people get their news. Everything has been splintered. You know, there's just so much of everything, and there's so many different ways of getting information. This is a way, however, for me to cull all of it. It is in one place, one source, for, you know, our specialty, which is news talk radio. And we were talking earlier about people and how they get their news and where all of this is going, with some of the network newscasts changing and that sort of thing. I found it interesting this week, observationally, that Shepard Smith has been hired by CNBC, and one wonders what that is. That a forecast of something to change? Because CNBC has pretty much been the financial place to go on TV, right? Isn't that their niche? And he's certainly not identified with any financial reporting.
You know, he is identified with not being left or right and trying to be journalistic. And there's a lot more opportunity to do that on a network that is based in financial news, and the financial world is such an important part of news in general that it might be a good fit. I just realized when you asked me the question, where do people get their news, I left out one major, major source of news that's part of the news, and that is Facebook. People, a lot of people get their news from social media. And the reason I didn't say it at first is I still don't think of Facebook and social media as being legitimate venues for news.
Right.
But I have to say, you know, as I'm thinking about it, because you hit me cold with that, so I'm thinking about it. And hey, you know, a lot of people get their news from social media, and Facebook is the major place, or tweets. And, you know, there's a lot to be desired in that particular
stories this week, according to the talkers list, at number nine, the Facebook problem with continuing to allow hate speech in there. That's a major problem for a lot of people. And how have we dealt with it? Because of number nine, obviously, it's on people's minds. So where do we go with that, Michael?
Well, we have to decide where freedom of speech comes into the picture, and what is a Facebook? Is it a utility? Is it a public utility? Is it a platform that's not subject to the liability that a publisher would have? It's a complicated legal issue. It's not just a matter of whether they're good or bad.
Well, are they good or are they bad? Or are they just trying to continue to make money in whatever way they can? I mean, there's a lot of money, and when you consider how big Facebook is, the advertisers that are yanking their support for Facebook because of the questions that are being asked by people who don't necessarily like some of the things that have been allowed to be published on Facebook, at what point do you, you know, where do you draw the line, I guess, is the question.
You draw the line as to whether they are legally a platform or legally a publisher, and after the break, we can discuss that a little more in detail.
All right, we'll do that. So listen, Mr. Radio, Michael Harrison is here with Mr. Radio Jr., Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says two Supreme Court rulings announced yesterday against him are based on an ongoing witch hunt, and says they're part of a hoax. One case involved House subpoenas for the president's taxes and financial records, the Supreme Court kicking the case back to lower courts. The other ruling says New York investigators can seek his financial records in an ongoing investigation involving alleged hush money payments to a pair of women who claim to have had affairs with him before he was elected.
Obama and Biden and everybody else was spying on my campaign illegally. And it's a very grave crime. It's the biggest political crime in the history of our country.
Tennessee is saluting country music pioneer Charlie Daniels today. Flags are flying at half staff in honor of Daniels, who died Monday. He was 83. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
A bird watcher behind a viral video that showed a white woman threatening to call the cops in New York Central Park is reportedly now not cooperating with the Manhattan DA. Christian Cooper says that Amy Cooper, no relation, had suffered enough after she saw her reputation destroyed and eventually lost her job because of the incident. It was back in May when the man did ask her to leash her dog. And that was in the Ramble, which is a section of the park popular with bird watchers. There's an update on the possible name change for Washington's NFL team. And we get it from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It looks like there's a front runner on the new name for the NFL's Washington franchise. According to multiple reports, the Warriors name has burst onto the scene as a potential candidate to replace the Redskins, which has been used since the 1930s. There are also reports that owner Daniel Snyder has been looking at that name for a number of months. Big name retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, as well as Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods have removed all Redskins merchandise from their websites due to the current name.
And the state of Tennessee is saluting country music pioneer Charlie Daniels today. Later this morning, his funeral will be held after his passing on Monday from a stroke at 83. The state of Tennessee is flying flags at half staff in his honor today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving on now, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. You know, we were looking at the list of Supreme Court rulings this week. Does it seem to you, or do you think that the focus here has been broader than the past, or is this maybe everything just got all jumbled up and came out in one big pile this week? But, you know, there were a lot of very interesting and controversial rulings for the first time. You know, I don't remember a 9-0 vote. Do you?
From
the Supreme Court for a while?
I don't recall. I haven't followed every case. I mean, there's all kinds of boring, you know, there's all kinds of boring cases that the Supreme Court rules on that don't make it to the news. Mm-hmm. A couple of cases that were ruled on this week are very, very involved in hot issues. One of them being contraception and abortion, and the other being Donald Trump's tax returns. Those are, you know, hot-button issues that also test the divide in terms of conservative justices versus liberal justices, which has been a point of contention now for a number of years in terms of who's elected president and how the president will impact the nature of the court going forward for years to come, left or right. Mm-hmm. And that's been an issue. Trump has appointed two conservatives, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, and Roberts, the Chief Justice, is allegedly conservative. Well, to Trump's surprise, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh haven't gone along with every Trump-oriented issue. They voted in some cases against his wishes, as has Roberts. Yeah. And I guess Donald Trump is learning that just because you appoint somebody doesn't mean they owe anything to you.
Carry your water.
Yeah. You know,
right.
In a way, that's encouraging that the justices are maintaining a certain level of independence.
It is. Yeah, it sure is. So along with that, one wonders if the following, and this is sort of inside baseball as well, but I think it's helpful for people to know what's going on in this business as representative of the face of America, because I think News Talk Radio, the radio world, is. So a proposal surfaced about a month ago, and it seemed to get a favorable position, if that's the word, with the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, to allow outside foreign money to come into broadcast ownership, mostly radio. And so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, how is this good for America? Because you know as well as I do, if they open up the ownership to foreign entities, the Chinese will be in here in 5 seconds, like they have been in many other businesses, means of production, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How could this be something that people would think was a good idea, Michael? Well, can you imagine working for a radio company that's owned by some Chinese government arm?
There already has been some examples of Chinese programming that's controlled by Beijing and the communists. So this is a complicated subject you're bringing up.
Why is it complicated, though? Why is it complicated? Because it involves anti-American.
Anything having to do with the investment in properties and media and finances and FCC law is complicated just on face value. There's a lot of issues involved in it. I'm not saying it's complicated as far as the basic concept that we don't want foreign powers controlling the American airwaves. There's something about that that feels, you know, unhealthy.
Yucky. Yeah.
But you have to understand that we're in an era now where corporations have no allegiance to any country, and this is a major issue. This is a major issue that goes beyond broadcasting. The whole nature of corporations in the social and political fabric of our country. We have to really look at this very carefully going forward, and broadcasting is a part of it.
Do you think it leads us further down the road to the eventual demise of the American way of life?
I think the American way of life, demise or growth, is something that's very subjective, but I do believe that the American way of life is subject to enormous change as we balance the fact that communications and trade have made us in many ways a global society. The world has shrunk, but on other hands, we are still a nation and we have to maintain whatever sovereignty we can. That's the major issue that we're dealing with in terms of everything, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, all of these trade agreements, the North American trade agreement turned into the new agreement that Trump has made with Mexico and Canada, our relationship with the European Union, Brexit, Russia, China, our frenemy, the capitalist growth of communist China turning out to be not
which
our frenemy,
funded.
But our enemy. I mean, you're talking about a giant cauldron of simmering molten lava. That's what these issues are. So, it doesn't surprise me that foreign money is leaking into the very corporate arena that radio has become in America. And, who's it good for? It's good for people who are receiving that money from China and these other countries because American broadcasting is facing very hard times. That's the problem. The problem is we cannot afford anymore to have good journalism and good media the way we would like to in a perfect world. And the economy is out of whack with what's good for Americans. And that's not to say we should go into isolation and that we should become xenophobic, but we have to reevaluate going forward where the boundaries are in our nationhood versus our relationships with the rest of the world.
Look at the investment in real estate from foreign interests. Look at the who bought the most expensive penthouse in New York. Who owns the most expensive home in Beverly Hills? They aren't Americans. They're Russians and the Chinese. And they're Dutch, and they're French, and there are all these people who want to be in America. The wealthiest people in the world all want to have, if not roots in America, they want to be in America. But do they water down the land of the free and the home of the brave? One could argue that we're having that discussion as it relates to Black Lives Matter. Are we already in a place where, you know, we look back at some of our institutions and they're all getting to look kind of flimsy when you really examine, you know, what are we really all about? So, you know, aren't we the melting pot, the mosaic? Come from us, so why not let everybody come in and bring their money and whoopee? You know, that's kind of the attitude that some people have, and maybe that's not wrong.
Well, it's got to be done with thoughtfulness. It has to be done with definition. It has to be done with a clear outlining of goals and exactly what's going on. It has to be clear to the public and clear to the world. And right now it's very murky.
Well, but do you think the public constitutes from birth to death and looking at the demographics, or are we just talking about people who... The average listener to News Talk Radio is an older crowd, and people that don't pay much attention to the news itself or to what's going on are the younger crowd. They're so interested in themselves and their groups that they just seem to be oblivious. And I remember hearing this from my father, so I don't want to sound like my father, but I really don't think, because of technology and lots of other things, people are connected anymore. I think they're distanced from what's really going on. And they believe whatever they see on the screen. Is that yes or no? Is that
It's possible, yeah. I mean, yes or no. There's no yes or no. This is a situation that certainly there's reason to think that that element exists. But I can't say it's across the board. I can't say it hasn't always been that way either. And I can't even say that only older people are interested in the news. Maybe the media hasn't created news that's of interest to younger people. I think that if younger people were faced with information... I mean, the media is hopelessly out of touch with a large segment of the population. Yeah. Even News Talk Radio is. There are many different points of view, many different demographics, many different ethnicities. These people are real. America cannot have it both ways. It cannot be an open, free, land of the free, home of the brave, opportunity for all kind of a nation, and then get all aggravated if a lot of people are living here from other lands and other ethnicities that some people don't consider to be American. Well, at one time, people that say that's not American, their ancestors faced bigotry when they came as
Irish need not apply.
Yeah, so I mean, let's look at this thing honestly. What is your vision of America before you go complaining that we're not American enough?
That's a very good question. That's something to ponder for a moment. Next up, we're going to talk about the number one issue, number one and number two, sort of tied together here. The stats and the mask debate, that sort of thing. When will schools reopen or will they? 44 after on the News Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio and Michael Harrison, they go together like, what is that, the old horse and buggy? What is that? What's that old song?
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage.
There we go. Okay. Here's a way for you to be healthy and slim. The people who are slim naturally have a better chance of living longer. Yep, you listen to Dr. Ken. He'll tell you he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person, and so many people have put on so much weight since the virus started. Many people in trouble before that, and more in trouble now. So would you like to actually find the way? Here's, I'm looking at a story of a fellow who lost 94 pounds. His name is Kyle, lives in Illinois. His story is at toploss.com with all the other information about how this the components were put together by a doctor, three nurses, the science behind Calitrin, and how the weight loss formula that the world is now embracing really works. 86% of the people who decide to get on this program are successful in losing the weight, not only losing it, but keeping it off. Isn't that your desire? Go to toploss.com, my friends, toploss.com, and do what so many millions of people around the country have done, and that's sign on for this program. Use the code DJV. You won't have to pay for the product being shipped to you, and you can buy, and it's the BOGO sale, actually, going on a summer sale. Unlimited supply, buy 3, buy 4, buy 10, buy 20, buy 100, and get an equal number without paying for it. So you buy one, get one free. And this is a program that's safe for the entire family. Get on board. Go to toploss.com. Decide you want to lose the weight and you want to keep it off. Toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for the best deals and free shipping.
Even during the pandemic, properly installed and maintained heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and refrigeration equipment are important. They keep costs low, help families stay safe and comfortable, and are environmentally friendly. Luckily, homeowners can still have this work done safely if they take the right precautions. Technicians who are certified by North American Technician Excellence have proven their knowledge and expertise. To find contractors that employ these certified technicians, visit natex.org.
The COVID-19 pandemic highlights the importance of health insurance. And with coverage often tied to employment, recent job losses compound the stress. The good news, according to the American Medical Association, is that today's unemployed have more options for affordable insurance than they did during past crises. That's thanks to provisions in the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid expansion, and recent actions by Congress and some states. Check to see if there's an option that's right for you.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right. So the charts here indicate the COVID discussion continues to be number one. CDC not revising school reopening guidelines. I mean, it goes on and on. There's a new twist every week to this, Michael. How do we stay on top of it?
We stay on top of it by being diligent and reading the news, trying to be decent and have goodwill and listen to science. What can I tell you, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can tell us a lot. I want you to tell us about your interview, Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview with my colleague, co-host Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer Horn. It's mhinterview.com. She's Doug's co-host on his daily show, the DJV show, and she's quite a bright light in the broadcasting world. Check it out. She's a great broadcaster.
Yeah, she is. She's a great human being, but she's on top of it, and that's what makes it good. And this is a series that goes on and on, people finding inside information and insight as to how not only the medium works, but how people work. That's what Michael's good at getting at.
And next week we'll talk more about Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Mm-hmm. We were going to talk about Facebook. That's true.
Yep. Just want people to know I haven't forgotten.
All right, good. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Movie news time. Chuck Curry is here, our movie moments master, with a theme from yet another scary movie. Right, Chucker? Scare 'em,
yes,
scare 'em, and scare 'em again. Where'd Chucker go?
I'm here.
All right. You want to listen to some of that boring music, or you want to talk?
No, I'll speak. You know, we didn't touch on this yesterday, but it was announced the day before that Universal Pictures has phoned its release of Halloween Kills, the second installment, which once again brings back original star Jamie Lee Curtis from this October, and they're going to now release it October of 2021. It's really sort of sent a shockwave, I think, through the industry, a lot of the fan base of film, and it tells you a lot that this movie will be successful when it's released. The last one did like $300 million worldwide on a budget of $10 million. The fact that they don't even want to release it this October and postponing it 1 full year from that point tells you there's a good chance, and I hate saying this when we're repeating ourselves on a daily basis, that I think a lot of studios will follow. There's a lot of big films to be released this year. The next James Bond movie, Wonder Woman 1984, Chris Nolan's Tenet, A Quiet Place 2, and a whole bunch of other stuff. The question is, will any of that stuff be released in 2000? in 20. I say no better than 50-50, but I think a lot of it will be pushed back to next year, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big industry. The entertainment business is what keeps Los Angeles going. And if there's any example of a company town in the world, it's Los Angeles, man. Everything there is connected one way or another.
I will say one thing on a positive note. Universal was put back into production Jurassic World Dominion. I saw Chris Pratt, Dallas Bryce Howard, DeSanio, and the original cast of the first trilogy. That went back into production this week under extensive precautions orchestrated by the studio. So that's the first forte into a big project that has now gone back into production. But the question is for theaters, and we talk about this all the time, what will they show when they open, if they open? The is Regal, AMC, and Cinemark. There's going to be nothing to show.
My comment about Los Angeles being a company city, think about the impact on the economy that the entertainment business has. How much of our time we spent listening to music, watching television, going to the movies, all of that stuff, how it motivates us, how it occupies our sense of well-being. You talk a lot. Look, it's become a hobby for you, a mainstay, knowing about videos and DVDs and movies in general. It's just something we all need, a distraction. And I, for one, I find some television programs that I really don't want to ever miss. I want to keep on to the storyline. And the same with movies. There's some movies, we were talking about movies, I think yesterday or the day before, people go to see particular movies just because of who stars in them. And, that's all getting whittled away here.
I think there is one difference, though, between the medium of movies and TV and, let's say, sports. Whereas sports, people are not going to collectively watch old sports programs. They're not going to care about a Super Bowl 10 years ago. But there's so many great movies and so many great TV shows. People will go back and find new stuff. Generationally, there's so much. You're talking about millions of products in the pipeline over the last 50 years for people to watch, even if it's not produced for the future. But sports cannot say the same. So that's going to be interesting.
Speaking of that, when's the last time there was a really good sports movie? There were some great, during a particular era, there have been some great sports movies about baseball, football. But where are they lately?
I don't know, but tell me one of your favorite sports films of all time.
I like Hoosiers. I think Hackman is fabulous. Yeah, that's
the best of all. I love Rudy.
Yeah.
I love The Natural.
I think The Natural. Redford. Yeah, I was going to say The Natural is a very good. That was a great vehicle for.
League of Their Own with Tom Hanks is a really good movie. Also
fun. Yep, and there are a lot of lessons.
And Field of Dreams is a classic, iconic.
See, you can find these as examples of this sort of thing that have been around. But where are they now? We're so interested in Transformers and gizmos and gadgets and all of the things that you can create on a computer. It just is. It feels like the fiber of it, the sense of what's there, is so soft and weak. It's not like the solid stories that used to be told. Anyway, I think that's my point of view. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Movies continue to be our focus.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.